Germany, spring 1937. The Nazis are increasingly forcing Jewish business people out of the economy. They compel them to sell their businesses and strip them of their property. The Leipzig Operetta Theatre is also being targeted. It has been owned by the Jewish Koch family since 1931. Even so, the curtain still rises night after night. Paris, May 1937. Hans Koch is meeting his brother Fritz, who has already emigrated, and Johannes Merz. Merz has worked for the Koch family for many years and runs their operetta theatre in Leipzig. Together, the three men are looking for a way to save it.
A letter has arrived from Leipzig. They're still not satisfied.
They're demanding the Aryanization of the entire Central Theatre. They claim the Koch Bank is still the true owner, even though Johannes is already officially leasing the theatre from us. Then there's no other way.
What else can we possibly do?
They're demanding an Aryan owner. Well, let's give them one.
Johannes?
If we don't do anything, others will decide who takes over.
If that's our only option, then I'll take over the theatre, officially. I'll have to join the Nazi party. Outwardly, I'll be one of them, but deep down.
We'll make sure the truth isn't forgotten.
That's asking a lot. Officially, you're buying the theatre. In reality, you're preserving it for us. Once these dark times are over, everything is to come back to us.
So be it.
Then let's seal the agreement.
At first, the plan worked. On the 6th of December 1937, a new company was founded comprising the Operetta Theatre, the Central Theatre Restaurants and Haus Auensee, with Johannes Merz as its director. To make this arrangement appear credible, Merz first joined the Nazi Party. Ostensibly, he appeared to be the new owner. In reality, he had made a confidential agreement with Hans and Fritz Koch. After the end of the Second World War, this very fact proved to be his undoing. The Soviet military administration classified Johannes Merz as a fascist in a senior position. He was dismissed from his post, his property was confiscated, and he was interned in the former camp at Mühlberg. The Koch brothers spoke up for him, but at first their efforts were unsuccessful. Only later did the circumstances under which Johannes Merz had taken over the theatre come to light. Today, this secret arrangement, sometimes described as the theatre's self-Aryanization, is regarded as an extraordinary attempt to protect the life's work of the Koch family from seizure by the Nazi regime. One of the operettas performed at the Central Theatre in 1937 was Karl Milöke's Gasperoni, which you can hear now. Dann sag ich Ihnen, dass das mich nicht stört.